Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
Good morning. I'm Doug Tribou. It's Wednesday, and that means it's time to talk with Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry about some of the top stories in our state. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Threats against schools have spiked in Michigan since the school shooting in Parkland, Florida. At a press conference in Detroit yesterday, U.S. Attorney Matthew Schneider vowed to track down and prosecute the people making those threats. One accounting found that there were 83 threats against Michigan schools in the month after the Parkland massacre. Will the threat of prosecution slow down the number of school threats, Jack?
Well, I'm afraid not. I would hope it might, but I think probably some kid will have to be made an example of. As we know, young brains don't sometimes have the inhibitors and the maturity of older brains, and people think sometimes they won't get caught. So I'm hoping that it will be an inhibiting factor, but I'm not terribly confident that it will inhibit everybody.
An Isabella County sheriff will not face charges after accidentally leaving his loaded gun in a school locker room. He left it there after changing into his uniform, and then it was discovered by a sixth grader who told a teacher. Is the decision to not press charges the right call here?
I think they probably should make an example of him. This is a very dangerous thing. Everybody is talking about the glories of having armed teachers and guns in schools. Suppose that sixth grader had been a second grader and had picked it up and pulled the trigger. We've seen things like that happen before, and without being there, it's hard to judge, and Monday morning quarterbacking is easy, but there's certainly a lot of gravity to the situation.
Jack, there's been a spill from an energy line in the Straits of Mackinac, but not the one that many people have been concerned about. Hundreds of gallons of coolant oil have spilled from underwater electric transmission cables west of the Mackinac Bridge. The state says the cables have been shut down. Those lines are owned by American Transmission Company. That news comes during the debate over the future of Enbridge's Line 5, and I should note Enbridge is a corporate sponsor of Michigan Radio. Any chance that this new leak affects those talks about Line 5, which has not leaked yet?
Well, it ought to be a cautionary tale, but it didn't do any apparent damage. I suspect there's some fish that got killed by it, and we've put more nasty pollutants in the lake, although it's a fairly small amount, and the lakes are very big. And my thinking is that if it had had more of a dramatic effect, it might give people more pause. But we tend to forget about things soon after they happen, and I hate to be cynical, but I don't think it's going to have a whole lot of effect, but it should.
Spending is running high in Michigan's governor's race, Jack. According to the Michigan Campaign Finance Network, candidates and political groups have spent $1.7 million so far on TV ads. The biggest spender has been Democrat Sri Tanadar at $1.2 million of his own money. The primary is not until August. Anything we can gather from these dollar figures?
Yes, if you have a whole lot of money to spend on an ego trip, you can get some people to notice who you are. And there's been one poll, sort of an outlier poll, showing that Tanadar is actually ahead, although it also shows that more than half the people don't know who any of the candidates are, and the sensible ones aren't paying attention yet. So it remains to be seen whether this support will hold up. And again, if you spend a lot of money to get yourself on television, people will notice you. I think that's probably not a new revelation.
Jack, thanks a lot. Have a good week.
And I hope your campaign goes well.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, and he joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45.